Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We welcome you to CUTV News Radio Live. This is Jim Masters, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, and it is Friday, September 28th, 2018. Hope your day is going well. A pleasure to have you with us today, and thanks for tuning in. Our special guest as we continue our six-part series here on CUTV News Radio Live is Holly Wells. And her website is ilovenature.com, and that's EYE. And we've been talking about that particular company, but all the wonderful work that she does as a corporate consultant, speaker, aspiring author, and president of I Love Nature. And if you're not really in tune with what we're talking about, or maybe didn't hear the previous episodes, I do encourage you to go back in our archives and listen to the previous shows on demand. They are available, all of them. Available on demand, so you can hear every episode and sort of follow that train, follow that thread of episodes as one leads beautifully into the next episode. Holly aspires to lead by example and to help other executives and their companies by taking a more full-bodied approach to leadership and separating complex issues, really breaking them down in order to better address and devise implementable win-win solutions for all. And sharing these tools and focusing on sustainable leadership feels in alignment with her life experiences and her passion, and it's why she does what she does so well. She's also determined to continue advocating for a sustainable planet where people are able to eat healthy organic foods and stay fit and rejuvenated. She's certified as an eating psychology coach as well, stressing it's about collaboration of mind, body, and spirit. She loves what she does. She's very successful at it as well, and it's our pleasure to welcome her back to CUTV News Radio Live as she shows us how we can live life fearlessly and with the utmost confidence to follow our dreams. As she says, her hope is for people to be in a better, healthier place, allowing us to reclaim our self-love, follow our passion, and that positive attitude matters. Holly, welcome back to CUTV News Radio. It's a real honor and a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you. It is really nice to be here again.
You're welcome. Now, you wanted to go in a direction sort of picking up from last week, but putting a different spin on things, a little bit more about leadership. Tell us about some of the things that you wanted to talk about today and bring to light for our audience.
Yes, so really I wanted to talk about leading on purpose. And no shock to anyone who's been listening to the previous episodes. Spoiler alert, I am an optimist. So I do believe, as I think it's Anne Frank's famous quote, that people are really good at heart. So I do believe that if we arm everyone with the correct tools and everyone is feeling focused and really good about themselves, that I feel that we just behave better and towards one another. So kind of in that line, but with a focus towards business and organizations, I did want to bring up something that I think is really interesting for people out there, your audience. They can go check this out. It's under Humanity Team, so it's humanityteam.org, and they have something that's called the Conscious Business Declaration. And you can go out there, and I've signed it years ago, and they actually have a school. It's called the Inner University, which I love that, right, because it's all about your inner growth. And it really just talks about how conscious business, it's just the old paradigm that we're moving out of, is just focusing purely on corporate profits with the oversight of everything else falling by the wayside, is just such an old way to look at things. So, again, you can check that out, sign it. And, again, if you're willing to take the class and have that time and interest, that would be fantastic. So, again, it's under Humanity's Team, which is a fantastic organization, and they have created this conscious business declaration. And so just I think that's something wonderful. It just inspires me. Again, you can listen to a lot of the speakers for free if you don't even sign up for the coursework to sign up for the program. So that's just, I like to give everybody just tools that they can go to, even free, to get you even motivated. You know, we all get motivated by slightly different things. So that's something else that, you know, your audience could check out.
That's terrific. So let's define it a little bit more in terms of how we apply it in our everyday lives.
That's exactly it. So I think, like we say, everything, I like to look at it, I always kind of say the macro and the micro. So if you really are looking at the big picture, you can't help but see how everything is interrelated. And that's really what it is about being a conscious business leader, is that you're looking at all the repercussions. It's not what's good in the short term or how can I best use these resources at the detriment of other people. So it's really finding out, again, these win-win solutions. So that's where I think in everyday choices, it's maybe easy to take the first solution that comes to mind, but it might not be the best solution for everybody involved. That's why, again, collaboration, the more people you have to the table, they can come up with ideas and other things that, again, you might not even have thought of. And that's where, again, the solution can be more robust. So that's, again, where everything that we've talked about before, I think, kind of interrelates and builds on each other. So, again, the first episode, we talked about embracing change. I think, again, leaders and everyone, you have to be aware of what's around you, that's the first thing, and then be able to react to it with the tools you already have. That allows you to embrace and be a true leader. So again, we talked about the opposite of change is stagnation. So if you're not moving forward, you're either staying where you are or you're falling behind. So again, I'm really trying to say, you know, positive leadership is taking that active role to not only do all the right things for yourself, but everyone else involved and those people that are peripherally involved. So it's really taking everything into consideration in every decision. It sounds overwhelming, but once you really get into the habit of it, it's like second nature.
So how do we start to do that? What are some of the first steps we need to take to implement that, apply it, and really make it work to our advantage and to the advantage of those all around us?
I personally feel it is actually your physical and mental health. So that's, again, why I've been focusing so much. And I know it's what's helped me, because when you're just physically feeling good and you're mentally feeling alert, you're just at your best state of mind. So we spoke about that as well. So we all live in the now moment. You don't live in the past, although thank God you sometimes feel you have, and we don't live in the future. So we fear the future and we sometimes fixate on the past, but we only live in the future or the now moment, I'm sorry. So if we're only living in the now, now is really what's important. So a lot of us go through life unconscious. And again, that's one of my mentors that I just really love, Bob Proctor. He always talks about, you know, your social paradigms and your unlimited beliefs. And it's kind of like the iceberg. You have all these limited beliefs that are in your unconscious and you're not even thinking about it. And they've done all these studies and it's quite incredible. I think it's something like 90 up to 95% of our decisions we make every day in our waking day hours, it's actually unconscious habit. We're just reacting without really taking a moment, a few seconds to really think about our decisions and our actions. So if you think about that, if we're just reacting unconsciously, we're not even living on purpose. So that's, again, where I'm saying leading on purpose is even taking that to the next level. So as individuals, I think if you eat food that's healthy, again, if you're exercising your body, being physically able, that's why I've been focusing on those fundamental building blocks. I've been focusing on personal growth. You know, I'd mentioned, again, you could go out to the SHIFT Network. I mentioned them as a great tool that I've been able to, even though on my busy schedule, it's really any topic out there under the sun that you think is interesting. I'm sure there's a course out there. And again, they're evergreen. They're just tape recorded, so you can listen to them at any time. So again, I feel that you need to nourish your body and your mind. So I think all these things kind of put you together. And once you're just a centered person and you're just so clear in what it is you're trying to do, all the distraction that's coming at us all over the place, there's ads everywhere, everyone's pulling at our time and attention, all of that's still there, but when you're focused, it doesn't resonate with you, and it's so much easier, it doesn't distract you. You still see the shiny objects, and they're interesting, but it doesn't really pull you off focus, because you're just leading on purpose. That's kind of where I'm trying to get the mindset. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah. So leading on purpose, is it conscious? Unconscious? Does it become sort of like autopilot for us?
Yes, it's all those things. It should be conscious, of course. That's why it is the conscious business declaration, as I mentioned. And again, just like everything, just like when we work out, we build muscles, but you need to literally start working out to build the muscles. similarly, I think consciously, if you start making really good habit choices, unconsciously, that becomes a habit, right? So pretty soon, it's hard to like think, oh gosh, oh, I'm thinking consciously every time, but soon it becomes a habit to think consciously. So to me, it all circles around. It's harder to do the habits at first or the activities, but then once you continually make yourself remember and just try to do these behaviors that are helping yourself feel better, it just becomes more habit to do the right thing versus
great.
The bad habit, right?
yeah, absolutely. Love to hear some examples maybe where this has applied. Do you have some success stories, some ideas of where you've been able to apply this and instruct others and then they've applied it successfully?
Yes. It is, and again, I always love to give credit to the tools. So another great organization is HeartMath, and it's literally like your heart and math, like arithmetic. So HeartMath is an organization that really is one of them. I also took a training program and is certified in their training. But HeartMath really talks about your body, and it really is the scientific approach of meditation and how we literally resonate, how we get our biorhythms, our biorhythms to align when we're totally in resonance. And so there's a whole program that talks about and helps you. There's actually tools. I have bought and owned some tools that are great. You just kind of put, it's almost like a little ear monitor device where you can put it on your ear and it kind of monitors your heartbeat and other biorhythms. And then it has like some lights and some sounds and you sit there and you meditate with it and it can signal and it knows when you're in resonance. And as I was mentioning, it's a training session. So literally, as you're there and meditating, you can feel, and then you get the corresponding synchronization of the sound or the colors, because you can turn off the sound if you want, if it's disturbing to you. And you can actually tell. So to me, that really helped when I was learning to focus on my meditation and getting in that mode of truly being in what I call, they call it resilience, resonance. And so when you're literally meditating and you get into this mind-body synchronization, your heartbeat and your body and your rhythms, everything is together, and that's really where you're coherently thinking. And they've done tests on this, so it is scientific. It's not just someone thinking it's a good theory. They've actually done studies. So I would say that's a tool, and that really has helped me physically feel my body get into meditation. I think we talked before about how I have monkey mind and I'm clearly very intense and hyper-focused on everything. You know, I'm doing 100 things, and this is really how I learned to focus and be still. So it was literally something that got me to say, hey, this is now when you're tuned in and you are in resonance. So that's something that is, again, a good tool out there for anyone who is having trouble meditating and getting started.
Right, exactly, because sometimes it is if somebody is sort of like a type A personality and they're always on the go and always trying to, get everything done during our crazy lives, busy days, and all the running around we do, it can be hard for some to be able to take that breath, breathe from the diaphragm, and do that meditation. But you're a big believer in that, right? You really feel that sort of cleanses everything, reboots, refreshes everything, sets the tone. We need to have those times when we can be sort of at peace, calm, and just let everything, ride, because that gives us the energy and the wherewithal to take on the rest of the day and other days there forward, right?
It is, and that's really what it comes down to, and that's really where, again, my nonprofit, I Love Nature, is really how I made that. I call it open source, so it's free. You know, there are no classes to take. It's just, again, actions that I think people can, bring into their everyday lives to improve how they feel about themselves in the world. And so that's where this now next step, where I'm embracing change and organically taking on this next step of soon offering executive life coaching. So to me, this is taking on that next step. So instead of, offering these open source ideas for individuals, this is where I'm actually embracing that change and trying to step into that space of actively working with leaders and organizations to impart and do true projects and then bring this out more actively, proactively into the world, whereas my I Love Nature, it was out there, and it's meant for everyone to kind of take it upon themselves, because, again, change comes from within. It's where I talked about embracing change. No one can change you. Each of us, you know, everyone listening, you have to make the impetus to realize you're ready for change, and you have to make that change and then go forward every day and make the new change happen. And, again, live your life on purpose, consciously. So, again, that's really where that started. And then, again, now this new offering, which I'll be doing the executive life coaching, is more proactively working with actual individuals and leaders to now bring this out into their organization and into truly making it happen.
So that's really essential to everything is having it happen and happen in a way that really everybody benefits, right?
It is. And again, I feel the fundamentals where we said before is to start is you just need to have that really good base, because there's so much dysfunction that we kind of see in the world. I mean, we can see the global monetary policies are all being reassessed. We've got, you know, viable cryptocurrencies are emerging. We've got all these serious weather conditions. We're experiencing climate crisis everywhere. You know, this is really a sign that we need to focus on renewable energy. You know, there's political disruption. You might call it corruption. And, you know, many of the young individuals we see, they're standing up and they're not taking it anymore. You know, they're standing up to the NRA after these recent school shootings. You know, you have this big movement of Me Too. You know, people are just done. And everyone is kind of taking back their power and standing up. So it's like the time is ripe, and this is why I just really think it's time to take that next step. And, you know, I'm just one person, so I alone cannot create enough positive change. But, again, being this ever optimist, I feel it's out there. I mean, collectively we're stronger together, and I just sense we're at this tipping point where we're all kind of recognizing what needs to be done, and now we just now have to have the strength and the courage to make those right choices, stand up to those that are making the wrong choices, because together there's enough of us and we know what the right choices are. We just need to collectively stand up, bear witness, and just not, you know, don't stand for these injustices when we see them happening.
So it's really all about collaboration, isn't it? It isn't just, we seem to be coming, you know, we were taught, in a, what, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, be an individual, be individualistic, live your life, be an individual. But in the process of doing that, I think some people went way overboard with it to the point where now we feel we don't need other people. We don't need teams, collaboration. Sorry, I don't like your idea. You're out. It's my dear or the highway. But really sharing and comparing and collaborating and teamwork and bouncing ideas off each other, it's all essential, and it's the way everything is really designed initially, right? We are supposed to, we need each other, bottom line, right?
We do, and it's truly the only sustainable model, and that's where anyone who looks at anything else, it's very short-sighted. Again, you know, with the fossil fuel industry, it's so clear that that's a dying industry. We all know it. So anyone that's denying it is just totally in denial. And again, that's where I didn't touch too much about it in our discussion because, you know, it's only a half hour conversation. But in my freedom to fail discussion, that's kind of part of what I'm, you know, like to talk about when I have longer time is at some point, when you've made a bad decision and you're in leadership and you keep sticking with that bad decision, it's like the emperor with no clothes. You know, everyone knows it's a bad decision. And when you can no longer admit it, I feel you start losing credibility. You know, I've been in organizations where they have made a bad decision. And, you know, once they've spent money on something, they are very hesitant to come back and say it was a bad idea. There's a different ways to go about it to save face. But at some point, if you just keep going down that bad decision and pretending that it wasn't a bad decision, everyone's looking around and they're like, does this guy not see that was a bad decision? And they just start questioning their authority and their decision-making skills. So, again, it's the whole freedom to fail. At some point, when you make a bad decision and you have now new information, admit that was a bad idea. I think it makes you look more credible and a more intelligent individual. So that's another thing with the freedom to fail is it's, again, not spending good money after bad. You know, sometimes you've made a bad choice, learn from that decision, and then move forward. So I think that's important.
Exactly right. So in terms of I love nature, just so people can really get a full understanding of the work that you do, what are some of the key things that people will get, learn, benefit from I love nature? Like if you had some sort of a top 10 or top 5 list of the real essential ingredients to your creation of I love nature and what you dreamed and what your vision and your hopes were for I love nature and what people would absorb from it and then be able to take into their own lives and their own relationships and into their work and home and everywhere, what would be those top things that really speak to you and mean a great deal to you that people will get from I Love Nature and from working with you, Holly?
Yes, in a nutshell, I feel it is finding your passion and your happiness, which I think is kind of what we're all looking for. So in the end, if you're busy and you're bogged down, if your health is just not allowing you to get past the doldrums of, you know, feeling depressed or just whatever it might be, you might have real, you know, physical limitations, but whatever it is, again, I think it's always turning the focus, and maybe it's me being the optimist, but I feel that if you start tackling whatever issues you may have, and we all have them, they're all just various ones that you choose to focus on. And so I think if we start doing, again, the different recommendation steps that I have, which is, again, very simple things that we can all do, which is, you know, start eating organically, practicing meditation, connecting with nature. You know, so I've kind of talked about these things, taking time to celebrate. I just think that when you do any of these things, you're really just taking back who you are. I think it's almost like coming back into being what you were like as a child. We forget. You know, I think we get so bogged down every day into like our checklist of everything we got to do and, you know, all these social pressures of what's the right thing to do. We have to do all these other activities and be on all these boards and show I'm in all these organizations. And, you know, there's just more and more stuff we're all trying to pile on. You know, it's the whole idea. We take pictures of our food and show them to people. We just, I mean, it's now it's no longer, are you living in the moment? Are you enjoying your meal? Or are you actually just taking pictures of how great your meal looks to show it to other people? So I think it's really just getting back in the now moment, and it's really stepping back into your body. It's re-embodying your in your mind and just really getting back to that basics of the naivety and just the love for life of being a child. But yet you're an adult. You still have all this knowledge, and now you have tools and resources to make a change and to be a leader. So it's really kind of shifting all that around, coming back to feeling really good about who you are, then having the energy and the means to now take that forward and embrace it and make positive change and help bring others up with you. You know, a high tide rises all boats. It's kind of what I'm hoping for.
By the way, that photo of the tuna melt and chicken noodle soup you had for lunch today was gorgeous.
And I love food. I really do. That's one of my joys of life. So I'm not trying to mock that.
But we are caught up in that. We are caught up in that oddball scenario of, in so many aspects of life, where we're more focused on the outer superficial image than the meat and potatoes of what things really are. Meaning, you see it all the time. You can go into stores, you can go into restaurants, you can look in somebody's car, you know, when they're supposed to be driving, instead they're texting and taking selfies of themselves. The people are so wrapped up in presenting this image, whether it's true, false, or in the middle, rather than enjoying the moment, enjoying the sandwich, enjoying the people that are around you. You can see them. You can see them at events. You can see them at amusement parks. You can see them anywhere where here's this glorious thing. You can go to a beautiful park where there's a waterfall in front of you, and they're so interested in taking a selfie of themselves in front of the waterfall that they care less about the waterfall. Let's take the photo of the waterfall, post it online, and move on, instead of taking time to take a moment, look at the waterfall, listen to the waterfall, look at the beauty of the way it cascades down. Somehow, some way, somewhere, we've gone off the rails a little bit, where we're more interested in showing people we'll never meet and don't know things we're supposedly doing, but we're not taking time to enjoy, absorb, relish in the thing that's in front of us that could be phenomenal.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
So what do we do? How do we bring it back? You know, are we too far gone? I mean, are we just so, because of the technology and instant gratification and quick and fast, and, you know, we have all the social media now and everything, what can we do to bring it all back? Because I think also having that ability to do those things I just described, which are wonderful things to have, at the same time, it pulls us apart from each other. I mean, somebody's in the room there with you, and you're ignoring them because you're taking a selfie of yourself that you're posting online to show other people who are not in the room with you, like that person is in the room with you. So, Holly Wells, what is the golden answer? What are some things we
can
do today?
Well, it's really funny. I think it's just, yes, it's what we said earlier about the conscious. It's trying to take that shift. It's just starting. So again, as I had mentioned earlier with I Love Nature, all my steps are just trying to incorporate all those things in your day. As I said, try to drink more water. Just start trying to be more active. And right here, try to actively, consciously make decisions. As I said, you know, that study was that 90-95% of our decisions are made unconsciously. Start trying to improve that for yourself. Try to be conscious when you're making choices every day. And the more you do it, you'll start doing it more and more. So if each of us do that, I mean, you were talking earlier about the selfies, and I had to laugh. I went to a networking function, excuse me, the other day, and I showed up early because that's when the networking goes on. And I had to kind of chuckle to myself because as I showed up to the networking event, I look and everyone is on their phone. And I do understand there's a lot of people maybe trying to, you know, see if their other friends are on their way. They're like doing their last, you know, look at their schedules before they turn off the phone for the event. There could be a lot of reasons why people are looking at their devices, but it was just funny to me, to your moment of noticing that we're at a networking event and everyone's looking down. So to me, the first thing is look up. That's an easy thing you can do, is look up and engage with what's literally going on around you. How many times do you see people in Chicago? I see it every day. It's kind of scary that, you know, people are so tight. We're driving and texting, which is dangerous. We are literally looking at our phones and walking across the street while people are driving and texting. This is a recipe for disaster. Right. So come on, everyone. Right. So kind of just wake up, open your eyes, and become engaged actively in your own life. That's why, again, it's leading on purpose. So, again, just making conscious choices and just start every day with little choices. And then that's what builds those muscles so that when you have to then make a big choice, you're not freaked out because you're used to making conscious decisions. So it's easy for you. You're very aligned with what you want. You're living on purpose.
Right.
And making these decisions doesn't freak you out and knock you off your game. You're really good at this.
Exactly. And that will translate into all aspects of your life, from work to home, family, friends, all kinds of relationships. And, you know, it's really a matter of just being authentic, living the authentic version of yourself, as opposed to being caught up in an image that might not even be real. Because when you are authentic and organic, things tend to flow naturally, and people see that. They spot the authenticity, and there actually are they're comforted by it and attracted to it, right?
Exactly. And the converse is true. And I find that is what's really great is once you're really clear, at least myself, when I'm grounded and strong in what my beliefs are and my principles, things, as I mentioned, that don't distract me as much is when you see someone in front of you, they could be like the, you know, salesman or the snake oil salesman, whatever you want to call it. It might be interesting, even amusing, but you no longer can get pulled in by that or lured in by the sexiness of all those things because it no longer resonates with you. You can see through it. So I think, again, it just makes you stand up and be more clear and follow what you're looking because everything else no longer resonates. You're no longer distracted by the things that do not resonate with the things that are your principles and that will get you where you're trying to go. So, again, I just feel
exactly
if you stick to the basics, that will get us all ahead in the long run.
Our very special guest is Holly Wells. She's based in Chicago, Illinois. She's a corporate consultant, speaker, aspiring author, and president of I Love Nature. And as you can see, bundle of energy, enthusiasm, empathy, very skilled, very knowledgeable and flexible, and works with so many different people. at different stages and levels in their lives, and she can work with you no matter where you live. Connect with her by going to her website, www.eyelovenature.com. Always a pleasure, Holly. Thanks for joining us on this episode. We look forward to having you back for our next episode next week as well. And thanks for sharing your perspective with us. It's always terrific.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Take care now. Jim Masters, CU TV News Radio Live. Thank you for joining us as well. Have a great day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.